It's 8 a.m. Eastern, June 18th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 1% at $37,148. Ethereum is down 1% at $2,272. And Binance Coin is down 1% at $346. Those are your leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours: Mirror Protocol up 23%, Mirror Coin up 23%, and Celo up 15%.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit a million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's episode is brought to you by the digital marketplace UnGrocery. If you've ever thought about who your food comes from, UnGrocery is the place to shop. Join the food people online at UnGrocery.com. Well, the government in Sichuan has apparently ordered state power grids to cut the power supply for 26 Bitcoin mining farms. The province, which is rife with miners due to its inexpensive hydroelectricity, has picked up pressure from Beijing. Most of the 26 miners had in fact already registered and been granted the means to operate at the hydroelectricity consumption industrial demonstration zones in Sichuan, and what was previously believed to be a compliant method. There are still entities mining in the region because they're working with private suppliers or smaller power plants and off the government state-owned power grid radar. Those may get the crackdown as soon as next week. Despite those movements, Bitcoin's hash rate has remained steady since Thursday. Well, Bank of England executive Tom Mutton, director of FinTech, called for optimism around central bank digital currencies, saying, as a liability of the Bank of England, CBDC would be the safest type of money available. He also distinguished CBDCs from private stablecoins by comparing them with other forms of private monies. In his speech, Mutton took wide shots at Bitcoin, saying that CBDCs could be tens of thousands of times more efficient per transaction, but he celebrated the blockchain with the big idea of, let's not throw the blockchain baby out with the Bitcoin bathwater. He also cautioned that the Bank of England would need a great deal of time to do a great deal of work on a potential CBDC. Well, BitDAO has raised $230 million through a private token sale for a decentralized investment fund. The fundraising round was led by Peter Thiel, Founders Fund, Pantera Capital, and Dragonfly Capital. BitDAO token holders get to vote on which projects to invest in. The investments will take place through token swaps. The company said the BitDAO treasury is on track to become one of the largest pools of assets controlled by a decentralized autonomous organization. And finally, blockchain analytics firm TRM Labs has raised $14 million in a Series A led by Bessemer Venture Partners. CEO Esteban Castano told The Block the capital infusion will allow the team to expand from 30 to 100 by the end of the year. TRM Labs provides blockchain analytics tools to help financial institutions, government agencies, and crypto firms detect and manage crypto-related fraud and financial crime. TRM is seeing a surge in demand from clients and has seen its business grow 600% year over year. That's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links. Find us on social media. Add us to Alexa Flash Briefing and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.